The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You are listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
We were just reminiscing, having fun. What was your favorite toy growing up? Man, I could fill 3 hours of radio with that question alone because I was an only child. But let's share and compare with our West Coast warrior princess, Jennifer Horn. Are you there?
I am here. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm feeling a little bit, what is it they say, fear of being left out.
FOMO. But
FOMO, right. When you hear
fear
that
your
old boss is going to be speaking at CPAC, and because it's not in the swamp, I won't be there. And they're dropping all kinds of hints that he's not only going to flamethrower the current incumbent of the White House, but he may indeed be, I don't know, talking about something happening in 2024. Have you heard anything?
I am here for it. If he is ready to run for re-election, sign me up. I'm ready to help out with the campaign. I have to tell you something funny, and maybe you felt this way too. I do this for a minimum of, well, we always count up how many hours of radio, but let's just say we each do about 3 hours of radio, sometimes more every day. And I was talking to my mom this morning, and I said, she goes, how you doing? I go, you know, I'm just a little bit uninspired. Why that is. I said, why? She goes, you're missing Donald Trump. And you know what, Seb? I think that she's right. Have you been feeling a little uninspired over the last...
Your Democrat mom could spot the withdrawal symptoms of DJT?
I think
God bless your mom.
I know. So I am hoping for a barn burner of a speech. I hope it's 3 hours long. I hope he takes all of these losers like Liz Cheney to task. And I hope we're ready to get our MAGA on this Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. That's my phrase. I said that at CPAC 2 years ago.
Did you get our MAGA on?
Mr. G.
I'm telling you. I didn't steal it.
Did I get your MAGA
correlated.
On,
come on
a phrase?
That was last year.
Yeah.
Not the cheeseburger year.
No, last year, but it was me.
Yes, it was.
I invented that.
Okay,
at the end
I
of
didn't
my speech,
steal it.
I was on
obviously
my crutches.
Obviously, we're connected.
I was in my three-piece suit before they brought my crutches back. I pulled out from my back pocket my MAGA hat in my pinstripe suit, and I said, put your MAGA on. That's what I did. That's what I did.
I like it. Put your MAGA on.
I was being more colloquial. Get it on. Get your MAGA on. but let's talk to the president, because he might be listening. You never know. I think it should be 25 minutes of slamming Sleepy Creepy and his executive orders. And then some laughs, you know, just the way he does, maybe some impersonations. Mm-hmm. And then he's got to transition into DJT at Rushmore. What do you think?
Yeah, see, I like that. And there's so many things to talk about, because people who maybe didn't vote for Trump or maybe were on the fence about voting for Trump, now that Biden has been in and all of those executive orders are in place, I am telling you what, there is a litany. I mean, just list. I was looking at gas prices in California. Gas prices have gone up. The jobs that have been canceled with the Keystone Pipeline, the security at the border. These are things. I mean, Biden's only been in office for a month, and there's a whole list of things that Trump can talk about and say what he would do better.
I don't understand Twitter. I know it's all algorithms and blah, blah, and censorship. I'm a visual person, so I can't post on Facebook or Twitter. Forget Instagram, that's clearly visual. But I can't do tweets or Facebook posts without a visual. I spend time looking for a visual. I make one, I crop it, whatever. Mm-hmm. I decided yesterday to tweet one sentence out. If you're complaining... Oh, sorry, what did I say? I said, don't complain about the gas prices if you voted for Biden. One sentence,
true.
Right? No visuals, no story link, no video. I had 40,000 likes in less than 12 hours.
You're absolutely right, though.
No, I think I touched a nerve.
I think you did. And that's because people have been seeing it at the gas pump. I know in California, our gas prices in the last month have probably gone up 60, 70 cents. And
wow.
I can tell you the lesson from California is that we pay a dollar more on average than any other state in this country, aside from maybe Hawaii, because of all of the environmental regulations.
Yes.
So you're absolutely right when you say if you voted for Biden, you don't get to complain because guess what? Those environmental regulations are coming your way because the empty suit, the vessel of Joe Biden, is being fully controlled by the powers on the left. And they don't care about the money that you're trying not to spend at the gas pump. They want you to spend more because they're trying to drive you out of your car. That's what they've been doing in California. They want electric vehicles only. They want mass transportation, even though they don't really give us good options for that. They
and
don't
under
want
COVID,
you to drive.
Nobody wants to go on mass transit. Are you nuts?
No,
have you
exactly
seen the prices?
Right.
The average used car, I was listening to something, the average used car today, because everybody wants to drive themselves, costs $30,000 in America. Used
wow.
car, okay?
Isn't that crazy?
We're talking to Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Also, crntalk.com. Follow her right now, at Jennifer Horn on Twitter. Okay, let's talk about the man who made it all possible. Who made those gas prices possible? Let's talk about sleepy, creepy Joe Biden. I don't usually play cuts with you because we have so much to discuss, but I got to share these. I got to share these with all of our millions of listeners and viewers. So let's start with the one that really amused Mr. G. Let's go to video cut one, where Sleepy Creepy wants to talk about COVID, but he just doesn't have his cheat sheet ready. Video cut one, play cut.
I promise you, we are going to together beat this. And I think that but the idea that over 500, I think it's, I have a card. I carry a card with me every day with the total number of folks who have been affected by the, as of yesterday, there were 500,071 people who died from this.
It's not a complicated number, wow. 517. And he has to carry a card. He stumbles. And not only that, this is him. Teleprompters are meant to make your life easier so you don't have to carry the card, so you don't have to memorize things. This is the same sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden getting confused reading a teleprompter. Cut two, play cut.
The only way to spare more pain and more loss, the only way. These millstones no longer mark our national mourning. These milestones, I should say, no longer mark our national mourning.
I'm just going to behave and not say anything. Over to you, Jennifer Horn.
This poor guy. Okay, what really creeps me out, and you know I deal in reality, I don't like conspiracy theories all that much, although they are fun to talk about. I don't like to buy into them. But what strikes me about this administration, in watching Joe Biden, he is an empty vessel who was elected because he was acceptable to everyone in the Democrat Party. And the left, the people who drive the DNC, right now, who drive the party, knew that they could control him. That's why we have Joe Biden. But how creepy was it to see Merrick Garland pulling the same number? Nobody during his hearing this week to become attorney general, he did the same thing. He didn't know what was going on. He said he didn't know about cases. He seemed very vague. That kind of thing scares me. And it's more than just Biden and his health issues. It seems that this is a status quo for the administration. Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, same thing, stumbling, not knowing exactly what's going on, or at least pretending that they don't. And
I'll circle back.
Circle back on that. I'm a circle back girl. But one of the other things that really has fired me up this week is Joe Biden not being able to remember that number. Well, it should be fresh in his mind because he stood in front of a bunch of candles at the White House this week.
Yes.
Paying tribute to all the lives lost because of the coronavirus pandemic. And I'm not going to downplay that. It's very serious. But these people should be ashamed of themselves because the reason so many people died is because it's turned into a game of politics. And instead of allowing doctors to treat these COVID patients with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, they instead let people suffer and die at home without even any help or consultation from their doctors because of politics. It is infuriating. Not all of those people had to die, but because they didn't want President Trump to be right about hydroxychloroquine, they let them. And that is so troubling. It's got, I mean, it kills me to, pardon the pun, but it really does. It kills me to hear everyone out there crying over the lives lost when they could have done something and they could have done more and acted swiftly to save lives, and they didn't.
I'm not going to let this make me angry, but the fact that especially in California, but elsewhere, Massachusetts, elsewhere, people telling me that doctors who prescribed life-saving drugs like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, the ones that I was given when I caught the coronavirus, were being refused those treatments by the pharmacists is an utter diabolical outrage. We're talking to Jennifer Horn. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn. She's with CRNTalk.com, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Stay on this channel, won't you? Satin tights. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We're reminiscing in the break. Wrestling. Were you into wrestling? I was. In the UK, it was a little bit less fanfare, a little less fireworks than here. No capes. No capes. But it was fun all the same. But we're going to talk about something else now with our warrior princess on the West Coast, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Jennifer Horn, what should we talk about? What should we reminisce about?
Well, the reason I asked you today what your favorite toy was as a kid, because toy stores and gendered toys are now under attack in California. So the fun first. Seb Gorka, tell me what your favorite toy was when you were a youngster. One that sticks out.
How long have you got?
Oh, I know. Make a list. I have
a bunch. Because I'm an only child, and I was spoiled rotten. Spoiled rotten. So I could talk about my Micronaut minifigures from a comic book, Marvel comic book. I could talk about my Scalextrix electric car track. I could talk about, oh my God. Okay, this is the best one. Okay, so in England, G.I. Joe was called Action Man. I loved Action
Man.
Oh, boy
Man. Barbies. So you boy liked Barbies. To play with boy Barbies. Yeah.
I would. Of course I did. And they were a lot of them were World War II uniforms, amazing uniforms.
That's
and
cool.
One of them was my Frogman. I can see it now. I can smell it. The orange rubber scuba suit.
Those are like the guys that broke into Roger Stone's house.
Behave. But here's the best one. They had something called Seawolf, okay?
What is that?
Which was a functioning one-man G.I. Joe submarine that you could use in your bathtub.
Oh, stop it.
I'm not joking.
Really cool.
It had a little air bladder, and you could pump it up full of air. You could let the ballast out, and my gosh. If anybody out there finds an original Action Man G.I. Joe Seawolf, go to my webpage. Drop me a line.
There's the headline on Mediaite now. Seb Gorka takes bubble baths, I think. Is
I love
be the
bubble
next
baths! Showers are so proletariat. Sorry, so
I have to tell you, as a kid, this is predictable because, look, I'm not afraid to say I'm a girly girl. And
you are?
I walk into a Toys R Us. And I would run straight for the pink aisle. I just wanted to see all the pink. I'd run charging for it. And I loved the Barbies. I did love professional wrestling.
How many?
As a kid,
how many Barbies?
Oh, Barbies? I had a lot. And I had a lot of clothes. I had a grandma who was very handy, so she used to make me a lot of Barbie clothes. I had the Barbie dream house. And
did
the Corvette.
Did you have the Corvette?
The silver Corvette, I sure did. And during the 80s, because I was a child of the 80s, you'll like this. Barbie had a pop band called The Rockers,
yes.
So I had Barbie and The Rockers. And
how cool were you? Were you the most popular girl in the neighborhood?
Oh, yeah, totally. No, I was not. I was a wallflower. I used to
with all those
to
toys?
Oh, well, they wanted to come play with my toys, of course. Please, right. They were in line. And then there was this other thing when I was little called the Pumpkin Farm. Did you ever see that?
What's that?
It was like this little playset. I wanted it so badly for Christmas. My Pretty Pony, not My Little Pony, not to be confused.
Okay.
My Pretty Pony and a Pumpkin Farm. I wanted both of those things.
But
and
what was the
Pumpkin Farm was like a playset, and it was like a farm playset that had pumpkins. And it had a wagon that went around, and every time it passed over something on the track, there would be a motion on the farm. Something would happen.
Wow.
And it was pretty, if you look at it now, it looks very basic, but I thought it was like the coolest technology
ever.
Hey,
what about those little kitchens, the little baker things, the little...
Oh, I had those. Yeah, those were terrible.
Why?
Because you tried to bake a cake with a light bulb.
With a light bulb, that's right. Okay, stop it now. Stop it. Everybody's having their own fantasies about their favorite toys. Why are we talking about it now? What's going on in California? Because I do not believe this story, Jen.
There is an assemblyman in California. His name is Evan Lowe. And anything that you hear that is wacky in California can sometimes be, well, most times can be linked right back to him. So last week, remember, pandemic, California is still not completely open. In fact, mostly closed down. Retail stores are operating at 25% capacity all throughout the state. But this genius, Assemblyman Evan Lowe and Christina Garcia from Los Angeles, introduced a bill that would require retailers to offer their toys and childcare products in a gender-neutral format. Now, this is already happening at Target. It's already happening at big retailers. But brick-and-mortar stores...
What does that mean? You take the pink-dressed Barbie and you dunk her in gray paint? I mean, what is that gender-neutral?
It's so ridiculous. You know, they used to have girls' items or boys' items. Now you can't have that. And if you do in California, they want to start charging retailers a $1,000 fine for each infraction.
No, I don't believe it.
Is that ridiculous?
Insanity.
During a pandemic, when these stores are lucky to still be in business, they're going to make it a thing to make sure that they're marketing unisex products instead of girls and boys products?
I was having fun there. I was remembering my G.I. Joes and my little submarine. Okay, let's talk the biggest story of the day. What's happening with the recall, Jen?
It is really, really heating up, Seb. So our governor, Gavin Newsom, is facing a recall. The organizers behind the recall have already hit what they need to trigger a recall election. That's just about 1.5 million signatures. But I hear they're closing in somewhere between 1.7 and 1.8 million signatures.
Great.
Because 28% of those signatures they feel will be thrown out, because when it's not a presidential election, when Donald Trump is on the ballot, all of a sudden Democrats care about signatures and making sure that they're validating everything. So they think they're going to lose 28% of the signatures.
Wow.
They want to get to 2 million. They're almost there. And so what does Gavin Newsom do this week? Well, he goes on an apology tour, and it used to be that Gavin Newsom was constantly in his office or in his home speaking to California with just a slide behind him. The guy has been everywhere. He's been at every vaccination site in California. He's been trying to get out there and make speeches. And when you want to win an election, Seb, what do you do?
I don't know. If you're Ted Cruz, you get bottles of water out of the back of the minivan.
That's right. Well, if you were maybe running for the Senate in Georgia, you'd promise money. You'd promise checks. You'd promise $2,000 checks to try to win a Senate race in Georgia. Well, Gavin Newsom got an idea there and said, maybe we start promising checks to people. So he got his Democrats in the legislature to push together this stimulus bill. Okay, great. California, actually, if you can believe it, has a surplus. We pay a lot of money in taxes to live here. Great. The government is going to give us a check. And Gavin Newsom's going to do it now when he's facing a recall. But get this. The bulk of the money, Seb, is going to deliver $600 checks to illegal immigrants, not even to California citizens. The only people who will be getting this are people who make under $30,000 a year. Unless you are here illegally, you can make up to $75,000 a year and still get $600 checks if you're enrolled in California's cash assistance program for immigrants. How about that?
So making $75,000 doesn't rule you out from checks from Gruesome Newsom?
Not if you're in California's cash assistance program for immigrants. Then you'll be able to get a $600 check. So here's what's going to happen. And Gavin Newsom cannot he can't see the forest through the trees here. He is very likely going to be recalled.
Really?
And he is absolutely. I don't know if
oh
he
my
will.
Gosh.
I think he'll survive the recall, but I certainly think that it's going to happen.
And then somebody whose name rhymes with corn is going to run for governor.
You never know. I'm Break hoping for Rick Grenell, Break. But you never
Come
know.
On. If Sarah Huckabee Sanders can do it in Arkansas, you can do it in California. We love you, Jennifer Horn. I'm going to go and find me one of those submarines. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. From one warrior princess to another, Lisa Marie Booth next here on the Salem Radio Network. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Making sense out of today's nonsense, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
She's a Fox News contributor, and she is a senior fellow with the Independent Women's Voice, and I think that just doesn't really cover the reality. It should be Independent Lioness's Voice. She is one of the real fighters out there. If you're not following her on Twitter, are you in a cave? Are you asleep? Are you pre-Wi-Fi? She's Lisa Marie Booth. Follow her, Booth with an E on Twitter, Lisa Marie Booth. Lisa, welcome back to America First.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me. I like that. That's a great intro. I like that.
All right. We will make it your outgoing message. How much do we charge, Shad? What is it? Is it $50 per outgoing? $50 per outgoing message. That's what my engineer says. Okay. It's been far too long since you've been on the show. We have so much to discuss.
So much has happened. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Let's start with it's not really cancel culture anymore. I think it's kind of warm and fuzzy by comparison. We have voices on Capitol Hill, Democrat voices, who literally want to deplatform from cable providers, Fox News, Newsmax, OAN. And it's actually, they're serious, Lisa.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, this isn't cancel culture anymore. This is trying to essentially shut down the voices of, you know, over 74 million people and rid them from society. I mean, look at the actions that were taken against President Trump. You had banks stop doing business with him. You had big tech deplatforming him. You had Democrats going after him on impeachment. Now he's facing legal threats from New York as well. I mean, this isn't just canceling. This isn't just cancel society. This is destruction society, and it's coming from the left, and they're complete and total totalitarians. And all you had to do is watch the way they treated Brett Kavanaugh to see what Democrats are capable of. I mean, they baselessly accused, because there was absolutely no evidence to substantiate any of the claims against Brett Kavanaugh, but they knew that And they took that information and they used it against him. And they accused him of things like gang rape in front of his wife, in front of his children. And they weaponized that against him. I mean, that's what they are capable of. They want to destroy people who have different opinions than them. It's no longer just deplatforming. It's no longer just the loss of the job. You know, they're coming after us.
And what is the correct response? You are outspoken on social media, on your TV hits, but Republicans are in the minority in the House, in the Senate. We don't have the administration either. Is there something that can be done? What is the role of those who are not in power to push back? You're right. It's not cancel culture anymore. It is destruction culture. So what is the right response, Lisa?
Well, you're right. I mean, like, one of the big challenges that we're facing is that, you know, Democrats control, you know, every lever of power in the United States right now. I mean, they control big tech. They control these big corporations who have gotten even bigger as a result of lockdown policies that have hurt the small, have hurt the middle class, and have benefited the rich, have benefited their major donors, really. You know, I mean, if you look at the top corporations of the world, and they've gotten stronger under Democrats, you know, over the past few months. And now they control Congress and they control the White House as well. I mean, I think the biggest thing that Republicans can do is we need everyone to wake up. And I think the concern is that there are a lot of Republicans that don't really see what's happening. I mean, we've got people like Katie Couric out there talking about deprogramming Trump supporters. I mean, that is legitimately the language of the Chinese Communist Party and what they use to commit genocide against the Uyghur population.
And not,
so, I mean, we're using, you know, Democrats are using words with intent.
And not only that, you have former Democrat staffers like Jake Tapper on CNN using the phrase on his show, MAGA terrorism. Isn't that dangerous language, Lisa?
Well, it is, and it's intentional. I mean, so is the big lie. I mean, all these words, so is using words like deprogramming. All of these words are intentional, and we should listen, and we should take their words with the intention behind their words seriously as well. And you also have people like MSNBC host Nicole Wallace talking about droning American citizens, talking about the tools and droning that was used against, you know, 9/11 terrorists and jihadi terrorists, and using it against American citizens. I mean, this is not... That's not just small rhetoric. That's not just, you know, personal attacks. That's not just, this isn't small ball anywhere. We're talking about big things. We're talking about a lot of Democrats too, you know, Truth and Reconciliation committees, committees to find the truth. And what is the truth, particularly coming from people who accused John McCain of racism, who accused Mitt Romney of sexism, people who now they hold in high regard because, you know, they turned their backs on Trump, right? So. These are people that will accuse anyone of anything if it serves their purpose and it serves their objectives.
Yeah, I think it was the Holocaust survivor Elie Wiesel who said, when a group of individuals calls for your destruction repeatedly, sooner or later, you should take them seriously. She's Lisa Marie Booth, Fox News contributor with the Independent Women's Voice. Follow her at Lisa Marie Booth. We'll be back with her momentarily. And also taking your calls here on America First. But don't call us from one of those cell phone providers. It's one of the big guys, because they're part of cancel culture as well. At the end of the month, they take your bill and they make donations to things like Planned Parenthood and gun control organizations. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company, PatriotMobile.com, rated number one in customer service in the United States. Their U.S.-based team can transfer your number and you will be with the good guys. Good guys who support the culture of life, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, and with great rates on their 4G LTE nationwide network. Call 972-PATRIOT today or go to PatriotMobile.com/GORKA for the best rates and a group of individuals who's on your side. 972-PATRIOT, that's 972-728-7468, PatriotMobile.com/GORKA.
Right now, at this moment, there is no need to change anything that you're doing on a day-by-day basis.
But as soon as it became clear that there was community spread
Then it became clear that we were in real trouble.
When was that? When was that?
Well, that was probably towards the middle to end of January. Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks. Putting a mask on yourself is more to prevent you from infecting someone else. And if everybody does that, we're each protecting each other. If one mask is good, two masks are better.
What a great montage from the guys at Fox News. Nobody needs a mask. Yeah, you need a mask. Then you need two masks. From St. Anthony Fauci. It's not just about cancel culture. It's about power over you in all aspects of life. We're talking to the Independent Women's Voice fellow, Lisa Marie Booth. Follow her. She has an awesome, awesome Twitter game at Lisa Marie Booth, Booth with an E on the end. Lisa, it isn't just cancel culture, is it? If you look at the lockdown across America, there's not a lot of logic involved, is there?
Well, there's none. And it's also, you know, all of it leads to a giving up of freedoms and a less free society. Whether it's the Democrats and the destruction culture of wanting to shut down institutions, shut down media platforms that they disagree with, or, you know, shut down opinions and the people with whom they disagree, all of this leads to a less free country. In the past few months, what concerns me is we've seen so many Americans giving up basic rights to the government. And then also the government and these really these totalitarian Democrats and mayors and governors, in some cases Republicans, using a pandemic to abuse their powers. And we saw that in the way that they handled things like even like the First Amendment in places like New York. So, okay, thousands of people can go out in the middle of the streets and protest in the name or not even protest, riot, you know, burn down cars, you know, set cities ablaze, break into stores, what have you. So that's fine. Thousands can do that, but you can't go to church or trying to place limitations on it. I mean, that's the stuff of dictators. Yeah. And this is what Democrats and what mayors and governors across the country have shown us. And people are just like batting their eyes at it. Yeah. And it just blows my mind.
No, it's something that we didn't expect to occur in America, and the lack of resistance, especially from church leaders, pastors, and priests, I find the most disturbing. We're talking to Lisa Marie Booth, somebody who's stood up to the cancel culture, and he's paying a price, is our good friend Mike Lindell. 24 corporations are boycotting him right now. Please support this great American patriot who did so much to support the 45th president of the United States. Use my name at MyPillow.com, and Mike's going to give you 60% off or more. Send a message to the cancel culture left. Buy any one of his more than 100 US-made products. Call 800-829-8468. Send a message to the cancel culture fascists. 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the promo code GORKA. Stand up. Stand with Mike Lindell. Lisa, Fox News just hours ago said they have a source regarding the contents of the president, the 45th president's speech at CPAC on Sunday. Apparently, he's going to attack Biden's dictatorial slate of more than 50 executive orders. And he might even float running in 2024. As somebody who follows these matters so very, very closely, what do you see as the future of the platform Make America Great Again? Has the establishment GOP come to terms with what happened in 2016? And what is Donald Trump's role in the future of conservative politics?
Well, personally, I think one of the best aspects of the Trump administration and Trump's presidency is that he brought an outsider approach to governing. And, you know, for so long, you know, we elect these people that, you know, have all been in government for so long and they're ingrained in it. I mean, that's all they know. Someone like Joe Biden, always known as government for 47 years. Yeah. And when you're part of the problem for so long, how can you bring new solutions to solve many of the problems that those folks like Joe Biden have created? And so one of the things that I personally appreciated about the Trump administration is just using a different approach. And a couple of examples, I mean, even the Remain in Mexico policy, right? So using tariffs to try to put pressure on the Mexican president to step up on illegal immigration. And it worked. I mean, that's something that was a different approach to solving a problem. Or even with the Arab-Israel peace deal, using a different approach that was, you know, untraditional than presidents past, both Republicans and Democrats, and it brought results. So I think just a different governing style, looking at things from a different angle, bringing that sort of business approach to Washington, D.C. was hugely beneficial. And I think a lot of people are going to be eager for a president or a mentality that brings Americans first. Because if you look at the initial actions of the Biden administration, a lot of it was on illegal immigration.
Yep.
So, okay, you've got all these people that are out of work, all these Americans that are suffering because of left-wing closures and policies, not COVID, but left-wing decisions, government policies, the heavy thumb and, you know, hand of government pushing down on these people, not letting them earn a living. And so that's what government created, right? And,
yes.
And so I think you're going to have people really thirsty for someone who actually cares about them. And then the initial actions of the Biden administration canceling all these energy jobs, union jobs, good paying jobs for hardworking people. So I think you're going to have a lot of people thirsty for, hey, what about America?
So here's the big question. 60 seconds left with Lisa Marie Booth. Is he going to run? Should he run?
I don't know if he's going to run, but I honestly didn't think he was for real in 2016, and obviously he was, and he won the election. So I don't know. And I think there's always going to be a place for him in the Republican Party. I think he changed the party for the better in opening the door to a lot of different people that maybe you wouldn't have considered the Republican Party in the first place. So I don't know if he's running in 2024. That's a long time away. But yeah, I think he's changed the party for the better. And people need to kind of recognize the fact that he's opened the door to, you know, a lot of people that weren't interested in politics before, that never thought they had a fighter, never thought they had anyone that was paying attention to them. And, you know, those are positive things that Republicans, we don't want to close the door to, you know, those people. They need a fighter. They need people to look after them in Washington, D.C.
The first non-politician, non-retired general to be elected president. That's who Donald Trump was and is. And we need more non-politicians to run. My vote goes not just to Donald Trump, but I think Lisa Marie Booth should run for something. Follow her right now on Twitter at Lisa Marie Booth with an E. God bless. Keep doing what you do. You are a lioness for the truth. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. That should be you, shouldn't it? Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your front door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. You've waited long enough. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Is that a bit of Joe Jackson? Love it. Bit of Steely Dan next, maybe. No, we're out of time. Isn't that sad? How much bumper music can you fit into 3 hours? Well, if I don't talk a lot. But then that's not why you're here. But we try and sprinkle it through. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. And isn't she right? What? Cancel culture is not good enough. It's the phrase that no longer represents what we are facing. These individuals don't want to, quote-unquote, cancel us. They don't want to just delete our Twitter accounts or to remove us from the cable carriers. They want to destroy us. When you are a TV host and you use the phrase MAGA terrorism, what are you doing? What are you really doing? You're calling 74 million people who believe in making America great again terrorists. 74 million. Do you know how many people are in the U.S. Armed Forces? who actually wear a uniform and do something? A million. They, the left, CNN, Jake Tapper, the Democrats on Capitol Hill, the new Secretary of Defense, Department of Homeland Security with its first terrorism bulletin after the inauguration, they are labeling you, my dear friend. If you listen to this show, because it's called America First, because I am a former deputy, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump, then you're part of that. They're labeling you. It's not cancellation. It's not pushing you off social media. It's making your life impossible. Look what they're doing to Donald Trump. Trying to make it impossible for him to have a bank account. The Supreme Court allowing access. No crime committed. But the Southern District of New York's prosecutors can now access the president's tax returns, which, by the way, as soon as you file them, are classified documents. But why must you access them? Because you wish to destroy him. 4 years they tried and they failed. $40 million on the Mueller probe every single day. Libel, calumny in the fake news industrial press. And they failed. But they're never giving up because it's about destroying us. Not just him, but you. If you voted for him, and even if you didn't, but you just believe in America. Voting isn't enough when they want to destroy you. Get engaged. Speak the truth. Become politically active. It's not something you do every 2 years. It's what you do every waking hour. And together, we'll win. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your sex. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.